long sit back in the back and vest. And when I was going to college, you couldn't buy a suit that didn't have a vest. And then you got to where you didn't use them, and you couldn't buy one. Damn, I'm bleeding now. You couldn't buy one with a vest, and now you can buy one with a vest again now. We used to always buy a suit for two pair of pants, matching pants, you know. And, when I went to, God damn, I'm bleeding. When I went to college, I wore a suit every damn day and tie.
Coat and pants?
Coat and pants and tie. They always wore a damn tie. Just when he went hunting or something, one time he wore hunting clothes, that time he wore a tie. By the way, that fella, you said you wanted to go talk to. I told him yesterday you was going to come talk to him, and be damn sure he talked to you. And he goes hunting with a coat and tie on. Books of his at the bank. You said yesterday you wanted to talk to him. Yeah.
No, I didn't go. I went and talked to Mr. Bill Adams in camp for a while.
Yeah, Bill Adams.
He was with the bank.
Yeah, he used to be with the bank. Well, he's a director of the same bank that I'm a director of.
Who was that?
Mm-hmm.
That was, I guess, the biggest bank in the
whole. That's one of the two banks in the whole United States of America. Didn't close in the bank holiday back in the early 30s.
Yeah.
The 31 was like 29 or something, there it was. Another one was over here at Oak Ridge, Missouri. Little bit of a place.
Were things tough for y'all in those days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were tough. That's when I was in college, too, and it was pretty damn tough.
Did your daddy continue farming, or did he do other work? Or?
Huh?
Your daddy always continued farming. He didn't do other work?
No. My parents always did that in the farm. That I know of. They didn't do nothing else, I know.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you about the sort of things you ate when you were coming up.
What?
What did you... You said you raised your own hogs, right?
Yeah.
When you killed, what did you call a male? The male was a...
The bullhorn?
Yeah. Yeah. When you didn't want to, what are the little ones?
Them nice little pigs.
Okay. When they got a little size on them?
They were still shorts.
What did you do to a hog when you didn't want to be a male?
It was castrated.
Was there a certain time?
No, just whenever it was big enough.
Okay.
Yeah, more or less when it was big enough to stand it and... The machinery back there was big enough to get.
Make him a what?
Make him a boar then. I mean a shoat then. After you cut him, he's a boar before you cut him, then you make him into a shoat. You're like a boar is a boar, and then you steer him, he's a steer.
Yeah. You raise sheep here?
Sheep?
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to raise a few over here at my granddaddy's house. I never did fool with no damn sheep. Never did like food with many holes either. They're too damn hard to keep up.
Yeah. You have to feed them, and where'd you feed them? Yeah.
Had little wood troughs made, you fed them in. I never did raise no holes. These two boys of mine raised 4 or 5 holes just 2 or 3 years ago, and 1 year, and they quit after 1 year. Now, I saw in Texas, my help out there, I raised 2 or 3 last year. I raised 1 for me, and 2 for Johnny, and 2 for the other man out there.
Yeah.
And, That's the extent of the whole business. There ain't much in the whole business.
What was the kind of hogs y'all raised here?
Well, most of them were Poland Chinas, I guess. And then you raised that...
Eagle.
Yeah. Then you raised that stripe one. What is he? Hampshire. You raised him some. And then they had...
Do you remember killing? Did you do it yourself?
Oh, yeah, I remember killing.
Tell me about how you... What'd you do?
Well, a lot of times they hit him in the head with an axe. That's right, yeah, probably right through now with the back end of, you know, with the blunt end of an axe. That's the way they kill. That's the way they kill now. Sit them, they'll stab him in the throat. Catch him and just stab him, cut his jugular vein.
With that big old...
With a great big old butcher knife.
Okay, what, did you do anything with the blood?
Just let him bleed right there, and then...
They didn't take the blood for
him? No, and then put the... Then put him up, then put him in scalding water and get the hair off of him, and then cut him up. And some folks ate some of the chitlin, and I never would eat the chitlin now. I just tell you facts, but that's the inside, you know.
Yeah.
The guts, I don't eat no chitlin.
Did you stuff meat?
Well, they stuffed sausage in the little intestine. Some of them did. Well, my mom and daddy never did. They used it loose. What's that?
I do.
set off a few minutes.